What's poppin', everybody? You're listening to Anime Junkies Threebs in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly dose of all that is anime. Let's start the show.
Alright, go and make some paper, boy.
Welcome back, everybody, to Anime Junkies Threebs in a Podcast. We are back after our little two-week hiatus, and we are so excited to be back podcasting again, talking about anime, manga, anything weeb, blur culture. I'm one of your hosts. I go by the name of Chibi Leah, and we're going to let the rest of the gang introduce themselves.
What's up, everybody? It's Kay Saki.
What's going on? It's Hitsu.
So, how was everyone's two-week break? What did you guys do?
I guess I did do stuff. I can't lie.
I mean, I'm about to say, like, part of that stuff, you was with me. We did some of the stuff together.
Honestly, like, my answer was going to be, like, nothing. I did nothing. I went to Denver. So that was fun. And for those of you guys asking, what's in Denver?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing,
y'all. It's just land. Land and industrial factories. That's right. It.
Land, mountains, and industrial factories.
And so, of course, you know what the state is known for, its legalization and everything. Activities. We don't even have to say that. That's a given. But that was definitely a fun, it's definitely an experience for sure. Because we had a little hiccups, a little unforeseen things where we thought that our outside surroundings were going to match the inside surroundings, and they did not.
Now, we thought it was going to be a nice little camping trip, even though we all bougie and we don't like camping anyways. I don't know where we thought we were going. Thank God it wasn't a camping trip, but
yeah, we were glamping.
So yeah, we were glamping. That's what it was.
We were in a luxury RV that was parked outside somebody's house.
Yep.
In the residential neighborhood.
That's the glamps.
Which we didn't realize we were going to be in front of someone's house. But hey, we made it work. It was cool.
But you know what? I'm not going to take it back. It was still fine.
Yes, it was. What about you, Hitsu? What have you been doing during this two-week hiatus?
During this two-week hiatus, I actually relaxed. I completely relaxed. I didn't work out. My back was killing me. After working out for like months straight, every morning, and then sometimes at night, I do a workout, so I just said, you know what? For 2 weeks, I'm not going to work out. I'm literally just going to let my body reset. So all I did was stretch and do some, yoga poses. Them shits actually work, people. Do not let it fool you. I feel a whole lot fucking better. And I'm not talking about those weird poses. I'm talking about basic shit. So don't be thinking I'm over here putting my foot behind
like
my head,
like a contortionist.
Yeah,
out
fuck
here.
No. I can't even touch my toes while standing up. So
I remember that. We was in CrossFit and we had to like do the stretches after our workouts and stuff. Hitsu had a time, y'all, just trying to touch his toes, and don't even get me started on them squats.
Yeah, no, them squats was it was definitely different, but no. I definitely got to relax. I came home. I was just go straight to sleep. And I wouldn't wake up till like 3 a.m. And then I might play the game or I might watch a movie and relax. Like it was wonderful. Like that peace and just the ability to let my body just refresh itself. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. So
that sounds really lovely. Like, actually, resting is honestly such an underrated thing. Like, people take for granted like how much resting and relaxing feels so good, especially when you have a really busy, hectic schedule or day-to-day life. So yeah, that sounds actually completely dope.
Yeah.
We have no news today, guys. But if you do follow our Instagram, you can kind of see some of the news that's been happening. Hasn't really been much news lately, but if you want to go to our Instagram at Three Weebs in a Podcast, you can totally do that. Since we're just now breaking back in after our hiatus, this is just gonna be a little chill, relaxing episode where we just talk about anime we've watched, our favorite winter anime that we've been watching. We're gonna do some reviews, we're gonna discuss, and we're just gonna have fun.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. So, as you guys know, a lot, as we've been on our 2-week break, a lot of anime has ended, and a lot of them were winter animes, of course. And so we just wanted to take a couple of minutes to chat about that. So what anime have you guys been watching that has ended already?
I think a big one that we consistently were watching was Jabo's Reincarnation. In our last episode, Hitsu said that that was one of his favorites besides the ever controversial redo of a healer.
Aha! Yes, yes.
Keisaki's face got me dead. But yes, other than that, what else? Horimiya didn't finish that. But have you seen Jabo's Reincarnation? Keisaki?
Yeah, I saw the first episode.
So what are your thoughts? You know, besides the ichi scenes that be going on.
Besides that, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. When I was younger, I used to be into, you know, a lot of fan service animes, and that stuff used to be funny. But as you get older and as you start watching a lot of anime that has a lot of fan service, the fan service is actually, it gets annoying. And so when I watched episode one, the fan service, there was just so much of it that I couldn't get through it. And I wasn't able to enjoy the actual story behind it. Like, I know people say it gets better as it goes on, but it's kind of like with Black Clover and Asta like yelling the first 10 episodes. It's kind of like, it gets a little annoying. So I wasn't able to enjoy it as much as you guys were. So, but I did say I was going to give it another try because I did hear that it was good.
Yeah, it definitely picks up towards the middle end part, you know, because series sort of kind of, this series kind of has a slow burn a little bit. Like, nothing really goes on first couple episodes other than watching him grow up. Mm-hmm. Watching him go from a newborn to a child. Mm-hmm. And the family dynamic and everything that he's going through. His father, Paul, is a wild boy, okay? You're gonna find out why later. But it's definitely a slow burn anime, but it does pick up and it does get better and it starts to get a little bit more action and get more into in-depth of the story. So that was definitely one of the enjoyable ones that we saw. But let's talk about Redo of Healer. Now, those listening, I apologize. I'm a fan of the show. But statistics say that women are more fans of the show anyway, and it's been on the top 10 popular list on VRV. I know that there's a lot of controversy wrapped around this anime, but it's gauged to be popular.
Is it?
And I understand why. And the question that everyone asks is, you know, would the show be as popular if it didn't gauge the audience of people who like dark fantasy?
Now, I'm gonna be honest. I think that the show could there is no like could have, right? Like, I think the show is good. I think it has a good storyline. I think the thing that turns its head is the, you know, obscene skirt,
yeah,
part.
It's the scenes, yeah.
It's the scenes, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. But I think that it has a really good storyline. Like, I mean, everybody likes a good revenge story, you know what I mean? Man, Shield Hero was a good revenge story, you know, without Edgy and all that other stuff. So I definitely think Redo of the Killer has a really good plotline and a really good series. I think just the idea of the Edgy part, watching the Edgy scene, turns a lot of heads away. But, you know, one thing
that as it really should. Yeah. I mean, nobody really should be enjoying sitting there watching those type of things.
Yeah. Like, but I was gonna say that, you know, one thing I do like about Redo of the Killer, for people who do not like, you know, watching Edgy, is that they do have a censored version. Mm-hmm. Now, the censored version does get a little awkward, where it has, like,
you'll be staring at walls.
Yes, you'll be staring at walls.
You'll be staring at walls, fireplaces,
random things,
nature scenes.
That like, don't make sense.
For a solid 1 to 3 minutes straight, because the scenes are long.
Yeah.
Like, the Edgy scenes are long.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I first saw the first episode, which was wild, caught my attention immediately. I was like, why am I staring at this fireplace and this wall hearing background noise? I want to see what's happening. And then I was like, oh, this is censored. And then I was like, I'm scared to even see what the uncensored was.
Man, I saw the uncensored and I was like, no, take me back.
I was like, this is some wild shit. And whoever, like, okay, this shit to be considered anime and not hentai, who did y'all talk to approve this, to, like, set this off? I've never seen an anime like that be okayed.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
What about you, Hitsu?
I think it was great.
Care to elaborate?
What is there to elaborate? It was great all around. It was a great story. It was great characters. Great idea. I fucking loved it. Like, this dude is my fucking mentor.
Please clarify a little bit more when you say mentor.
Yeah, clarify that.
Please clarify that.
The man literally knows everything and can do basically anything to make his life better. He knows who his enemies were before they became his enemies. He knew how to avoid being trapped because he lived the shit and was able to go back and fix the shit. He was able to get his revenge on one of the three most fucked up characters in the entire show.
Oh yeah, they're fucked up.
So that's a plus. Do you know how long it normally takes for the main character to actually get his fucking revenge?
Very true.
And he got it episode 2.
Yeah, like, even like, even Shield Hero, you know, yeah. My man really, he wants his revenge, but he's not really, like, going after them and getting his revenge. He's just like, well, you know, I'm just gonna keep doing me, and he keeps winning.
Yeah, versus he wants to find a way. I think that's where the plot line kind of turns a little bit, because he's trying to find a way to leave this stupid place.
Yeah.
And everybody and he's like, else
kind I of- don't want to leave the place. I want to kill everyone in it. And that's what he does. But I think the one thing that I love about Redo of Healer the most is that it is the heroes that are the villains.
Yeah, I do like, and that's what I'm saying. I think Redo of a Healer has a really great plot line. I think if you can get over the itchy part, then it's a really good show. Now, one thing I do want to clarify to our audience, for those of you guys who do not like it or do not watch it or whatever, we do not condone rape or revenge porn or revenge sex or anything like that. So
sexual assault, none of that.
Yeah, that's not what we're saying at all. We're just strictly talking about, like, the plot line and the storyline of it. We're not saying what he's doing is right. We're just saying, like, thank God this is a fictional character. Thank God,
there for real.
It's a fantasy, like, show, but it is a really good show if you can get past some of those things.
Yeah, let's talk about something a little bit more wholesome. One of those wholesome animes that I came across. We all came across was Hornia. That show is absolutely amazing. It's amazing. Even Hitsu likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's dope.
You know, one of the main reasons why I like Puerto Villa is because it reminds me of Bay.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. What was it? Was it episode 4 or 5 when he took the candy out of her mouth? And I was like, oh!
That shook me. Honestly, I was like, okay, go ahead, Miyamaru. My man's Miyamaru for being such a timid, shy guy. He got game.
Yeah.
He got really does. Serious game.
But honestly, hearing Mia just kind of gives you that, butterfly feeling of when it reminds you back in, high school when you had, a crush on somebody, but you didn't want them to know, but mm-hmm. you kind of wanted them to know. And it's like this, or like that jealousy of we like the same guy.
It gave middle school nostalgia, definitely.
Yes, definitely that school nostalgia, that feeling of my gosh, I like him, and passing notes around. I don't know, it just gives you the jitters. In a good way.
I loved it, and I haven't seen the last 2 episodes. I think part of the reason I don't finish anime because I just don't want to see it go. I don't want it to end, so I will avoid ending it because it makes me feel empty inside.
I have a similar issue where it's I don't want the anime to end, so it takes me a really long time. Honest to God truth, I just finished Fairy Tail. Now, mind you, I watched Fairy Tail a long, long time ago, and that anime ended a long, long time ago. But I just finished it this year because I was holding out on the last couple of episodes of the show just because of I just didn't want it to end. I knew it was going to be sad.
You watched the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, so I stopped at the last couple of episodes and didn't watch the ending at all. Because
what ending?
A Fairy Tail.
What was it?
You want her to tell the ending of a Fairy Tail?
No, what's the ending you saw? Because, there is one that recently came out.
No, that's Eden. That's Eden Zero.
No, I'm talking about Fairy Tail.
No, but Fairy Tail's been ended, didn't it?
A long time ago. Fairy Tail Final Act ended, what was it, 2 years ago? 2-3 years ago?
I wouldn't say 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe two. Maybe two.
I think it was two.
Yeah.
Fairy Tail, what was it? Final series. And did... It was 51 episodes. And... It's not telling... Oh, so it aired until 2019. So a year ago. It premiered fall 2018, but it ended September 29th, 2019.
That's around 2 years. We're in 2021.
But I knew it was recently because I recently finished it. Whenever those last episodes dropped, that's when I saw it.
Yeah.
So when you said 2 years ago, I was like, is it 2 years?
We're in 2021.
Well, has been 2 years if we really gonna get into it. Hitsu always be trying to call us out on our dates. He always be trying to call us out on our dates, Keisaki, and I don't appreciate that.
It literally has been exactly 2 years and some change.
Mr. Literal.
Yeah.
2 years?
Yes.
Are we not gonna keep talking about this 2-year, 1-year shit? We gonna get back on task. You watched the last couple episodes of Fairy Tail.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So anyways, I finished the last couple of episodes. It was really sad. I thought it was gonna be, and I guess I didn't want it to end because I knew that was my childhood. The same with Naruto. When you watch something from when you were little and then you find out when you're an adult that it's about to end, it's just it's a whole nother ballgame. A little bit with Harry Potter too, for those of you guys who don't watch anime or whatever, but Harry Potter was the same way.
Well, at least you have Eden Zero coming out.
I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that because
it's a little bit of Fairy Tail in there. Urza isn't in there. We saw a glimpse of her in the trailer, the little millisecond they showed her.
Gray is a main character. Of course, Lucy. Happy is still... And I just don't know what Eden Zero is going to be about. I never read the manga for that. And the reason why I kind of shunned it was because it looked like Fairy Tail and the author didn't do anything different. And so
I mean, why would he?
I mean...
It's the same universe.
Different universe.
It's a different universe?
Yes, it's a different universe.
I thought they were just in space.
No, it's not even, like, parallel to Fairy Tail, if that makes sense. It's not, like,
it's a different
or anything. It's a whole different show.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So, it's from the same creator, but it has nothing. But it has, with the same characters as Fairy Tail in it, but it has nothing to do with Fairy Tail?
His art style didn't change.
Nope. They're not in the same universe?
No.
Why the hell?
Not at all.
What's the point?
That's what I'm saying.
What's the reason?
I don't think I'm gonna watch it.
I'm thinking it's like a sequel or like some extended, because you know me, I didn't really watch Fairy Tail. So I have no idea what any of that anime is about, other than Natsu, the Swallower of Flames.
The Dragon Slayer? The Swallower
what? Of Flames? Oh, excuse me. Let me put some respect on Natsu's name.
Do not disrespect my
name. Sorry, let me put some respect on Natsu's name. The Supreme Swallower of Flame.
Oh! Okay.
Alright, aside from that, some other really sad anime that we watched, which Kesaki, you really need to watch episode one, To Your Eternity. That first episode hit me harder than it should have. I mean, I can't expect much because it's from the same creators as A Silent Voice.
Aww.
And you know how A Silent Voice has fucked up the anime community emotionally. So I expect to be emotionally fucked this entire season of To Your Eternity.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, me personally, I love sad animes. Like, have you guys ever just wanted a good cry just for the sake of crying?
No.
I have. I actually went through a moment where I was like, let me watch a sad anime. Because it's just something about releasing negative emotions through tears that feels so good.
Yeah.
But how did you like it, Hitsu? Because you like, wow, that's so sad. It was sad. Jesus, it was sad.
I didn't say it was sad.
Yeah, you did.
I said it was fucked up.
No. You kept saying, that's so
sad. I said that's some sad shit, but it's fucked up. Because I really thought that was the main character.
Man, me too. For y'all that did not watch 2 Year Eternity.
Don't tell them. Just be like,
fuck the visual.
It's something.
The visual make you think something.
It's just something
that the first episode completely just shuts down.
It shuts it down. Let me tell you something, folks. This is one of those animes where, like, all hope is
There's no hope.
And then you think there's hope, and then that one guy comes up and snatches it in front of you and says, "Whoop! You gotta be quicker than that."
Facts. Because this whole time, like, you smiling, you're like, go. And then, no. It was bad. It was sad. And I woke up the next morning still thinking about that shit. So
wake up in the morning thinking about so many things. I just wish things could get better. Sorry.
Girl, what was that? What was that?
TikTok. Fucking possession. TikTok. That's what that was.
TikTok.
No, that was possession. TikTok. You just fucking like broke into a song. You pulled an imaginary mic out.
Yo. Back, she was flipping her head.
Yeah,
everything.
Your face was in a trance.
She was in it.
Pause. If you guys watch Real Housewives of New Jersey or you guys go on TikTok, you will know what I'm referencing.
I recommend everybody watch Housewives of New Jersey.
I recommend everyone rebuke the demon from Kesaki.
Leave her alone. Like, all right. Hitsu, what anime of winter and or spring did you watch or have finished that you thoroughly enjoyed?
Man, I already told him. Jobless Reincarnation.
We already talked about that.
That was great. But I also did, like, you know, I got reincarnated as a slime.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that joint was,
we gonna talk about that.
That joint was crazy good. I really am pissed, though, at that last episode.
Man, that last episode was disrespectful.
Like, they did me dirty twice. First, it was Attack on Titan. I'm thinking they about to start brawling out this bitch. And then here comes redo of, what is it? Not redo. Reincarnation of as a slime. And they do it again with,
yeah,
with Rumor Room.
if y'all didn't know, Attack on Titan, we'll be having a part two that'll be coming out in winter 2022. My God.
Bro, they did everybody dirty, though.
My God. Like, honestly, the last episode of Attack on Titan, I'm ready to see Reiner and Eren go for, like, round five. Like, I'm ready to see them duke it out once again.
But this is the real fight. The first fight, you know, was back when
the first
was,
fight wasn't really a yeah, real fight.
Yeah, but it's still round five because they stay fighting.
Man, look.
Reiner and Eren stay duking it out. And
rightfully so, though.
Rightfully so. But now I'm ready. This is the one because Eren is 10 times stronger. And he ain't got a bunch of other titans to help him. So it's a mano y mano. Uno on uno. No outside factors.
No, there's outside factors.
But, I mean, of course it's going to be outside factors. But I just want them to leave him alone and just let Reiner and Eren fuck
Did
each other.
Did you say...
Mano y mano?
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen like that. They're going to try and gang up on him. And Eren is a beast now. Like, for those who haven't watched, you know, spoiler alert, but catch the fuck up. My man, Eren,
says the man who ain't read the manga.
Three. Right. I said anime. Didn't I say anime?
Catch up to the manga.
Right, catch up to the manga. The manga's done, y'all.
We don't do manga. I don't do manga. I do
Attack anime. On Titan is finished, completed. Isayama is the real villain of this story, y'all.
Oh, damn.
He is.
I don't know.
But
who that is.
Go
the creator.
Your thoughts.
The writer.
Finish your thoughts. Gotcha. What were you gonna say? For those who,
it'd be nice if I remembered.
Well, you said for those who are not catched up.
Oh yeah,
to the
yeah,
manga,
yeah.
Or to the anime.
So yeah, Eren's basically three of the most powerful titans now. Like, he's got the strongest abilities, and if you really think he's not about to use them on this entire Marley gang is going down. Your boy can opener, what's his name, Gilliard? Yeah,
can opener.
Yeah, he's getting dusted first. I know it.
Eren really did use him as a nutcracker.
Yeah, like.
Like, open up my can of soup. Yeah,
he really used her as a nutcracker to crack her out that shit.
Yeah, he crazy. But look, he's got the three most powerful titans. Gilliard is going down first. Peak, I don't know how she is still alive. The only reason she was useful is because people could ride her back with guns. She can't do nothing else.
Text.
She's a pick me back bitch. That's all she did. That's all she ever was. And then
respectfully, fuck Pike.
And then fucking what do you call it? Zeke. Zeke is not even in this fight no more. He's somewhere being a little what do you call it? Embryo up in a titan belly.
not like, an embryo though.
Like he legit did something no one else could do. He went back inside. Like, I've never seen that shit ever in my life. And then I look at this and I'm like, wait a fucking minute.
Okay, so Keisaki, quick question. And don't even give too deep into it. How did you feel about the Attack on Titan manga ending? In one word. Because we don't want to, like, jack up Pitsu's vibe right now. Because you know how he feels about manga.
Yes, yes, yes. In one word. How do I feel about the ending?
Mm-hmm.
Sad. That's it.
I feel empty.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be more.
I feel like it shouldn't have ended.
decks. But Yama, do you hear us? Probably not. But we need, like, we need something else. We need, yeah. Even though there's really nothing else. Like, there's really nothing else. But
like, I hope afterwards they do a manga movie.
All right, yeah, that, or I would love a prequel.
Not a prequel.
I want a prequel.
I don't want a prequel.
It. I would love that.
I would love an Attack on Titan prequel. I would love that shit.
I
don't
want a prequel. I want a 10 years later.
I want a prequel of, like, what got everybody to that point.
No, fuck that. I want the war.
Yeah, I want
show me the war.
I do want to see that that war that they be talking about, because the Marlians stay bringing up that war.
Right.
They stay bringing up that war. You Eldians attacked our Marlians 100 fucking years ago. I want to see that war from 100 years ago that got y'all niggas bent out of shape.
It wasn't even 100. I thought it was 1,000.
It was whatever years ago. It was centuries.
It was.
And I just want to know. I want to see that war that got all y'all bent the fuck out of shape. They got y'all enslaving Eldians and making them hate their own people.
Yeah, no, man. I wouldn't mind that at all. But my
I wouldn't mind a prequel, but I would also like the Tribune. Just
facts. Facts.
Just like, not even like a Shibuden series, just a Shibuden movie.
I would be okay with that. I would just be okay with something Attack on Titan, something else Attack on Titan. But we do have a whole part 2 that we are given, because there's still so much left and it's going to be fire. I cannot wait to see part 2 animated. And if y'all are not caught up, please do. You are missing out. You will regret it.
All right, so I got a question. I feel like, in my own thoughts, that Attack on Titan has probably done something other animes haven't. Now, of course, the old school animes did it, but now Attack on Titan has done it. It is peak anime.
It is peak fiction, absolutely.
It is peak anime. Like, I really feel like there will never be something that could go up against it. Like, you can come out with some new concepts, some great plot.
I feel like Tower of God could.
But oh, hell no.
No, I wouldn't put Tower of God up to Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
I think, okay,
maybe you're right.
So I think what Attack on Titan did really well is pair strategy with shonen or gruesomeness in a way.
It's very original too.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Death Note meets a shonen. I don't know, but it is like a more action fiction of Death Note in a way. Like, it still has the suspense, it has the horror, but it also has the fight scenes and things like that. And I think that's what Attack on Titan did really well. Now, will there ever be another thing that could go against Attack on Titan? That's debatable, because we haven't seen what is yet to come. But I think, like, Attack on Titan definitely deserves its own category, and I definitely think it's going to go into the legend book. You know?
Definitely. It's definitely peak fiction. It's earned its place as being a timeless anime. It's in due time, it will age beautifully. That anime will age like wine, and it will become a classic.
Yeah.
I was asked, because right now, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood is still the number one anime on my anime list.
My anime
list. Yeah, out of top anime, like out of the entire site, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood is the top one, and Attack on Titan, because of season 4, it is now number 2.
Yep.
Are you competing?
So I was asked the other day, because I gave a friend a recommendation. I recommended that he watch Attack on Titan, and he fell in love with it. So I gave him the recommendation of Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, because y'all know I recently just finished it and I love it. They asked which one was better, Fullmetal Alchemist or Attack on Titan. So now I'm asking y'all, what y'all think? Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood or Attack on Titan?
Man, Fullmetal Alchemist was good. But if I had to compare it, just the main character alone, like, don't get me wrong.
Aaron is definitely a way better main character than Ed and Aaron
is definitely better main character. Like, if I really had to say it, I feel like based off of just that, plus the plot is kind of the same but different. Because we all know about the, you know, homunculi and what they were doing and how they were trying to use the human souls, blah, 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 blah. But the people didn't even know who they were. Eldians didn't know what they could do. They didn't even know Eldians were a people. They really thought they were the only people there were. Like, I kind of feel like
it's unfair to compare.
Well, it's not.
No, it's not about comparing. It's just which one, personally, to you, do you think is better?
Yeah.
I know. I guess in my head, I never thought about comparing. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, in my head, I'm thinking it's kind of unfair. Because when I think of, like, oh, this is a really good anime, I kind of put them all in the same rank of, like, oh, these are just really good animes. You know what I mean? Like, I never say, like, oh, which one is better? Unless it's evenly, like, they evenly go against each other. Right. So in my head, like, even thinking about, like, is Full Metal Alchemist better than Attack on Titan or vice versa?
And
I
that's
can't
the
really
thing.
Compare just because that Attack on Titan, I mean, Full Metal Alchemist came out so long ago, and if I compared it with, like, Inuyasha or something, that would be a little bit more fair. But pairing it with something that just recently came out, it's still recent, and it's more common, and they have more, like, resources and technology and things like that. So to compare the two, and the story plot lines are different, like, they're just different, I can't really say which one is worse or better.
I can.
Okay, well, the reason I asked is because I never thought of comparing the two, but a lot of people started to compare the two when they saw Attack on Titan climb the charts of my anime list because of season 4, and now they thought that Attack on Titan was gonna beat out Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood as the number one anime because it's never been beaten out.
Let me tell you two
things. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood has remained the number one anime on my anime list for years now. So when I was asked that question, I was like, I've never really been asked that question before. I never really thought about that question before because, you know, no one has ever asked me that. And I feel like they're two animes that are in a lane of their own. Attack on Titan is in a lane of its own. Full Metal Brotherhood is in a lane of its own. But if I had to personally choose, because I recently just saw Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood versus seeing it years ago, like everyone else, Attack on Titan is good, but I would have to say Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is better than Attack on Titan, in my opinion. Both are still phenomenal.
That's her opinion. And I watched it back then, and I feel like Attack on Titan is better. I mean, let me tell you two things I know you'll get from Full Metal Alchemist that you will not get from Attack on Titan. You will not get comedic relief. There's nothing funny about Attack on Titan. It is all seriousness all the time. If there has ever been a joke, it was not meant to be funny, and you're just fucking sick in the head.
Well, Sasha was
kind Sasha of was comedy. Yeah. Really. Sasha and Jean and Connie, all three of them were forms of comic relief.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they'll try to have it. But it's not like it was really.
It was comic relief in the beginning when they were still young, before the walls were broken and everything. It was comical. Like
one scene
when Mikasa was like those bullies that were beating up Armin, and Mikasa popped up and was running after them, all scary. Like that was kind of funny.
I would say it was more in the midst of like dark humor, where if everything happened for a reason, even from season 1 up until the very end, everything was very strategic. Even in that moment, and what was meant to be comedy was actually something probably serious.
Levi cleaning in that apron, like, he was dead ass serious the whole time, but everyone was funny. They made memes about it. It became a funny little thing. But I get what you're saying. But then again, some people may like comic relief to be intertwined with tragedy and despair.
I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm just saying, like,
no, I'm just saying, like, some people, like, that's like, yeah, some people, which is why it's probably still the number one. Like, no one, I mean, Attack on Titan didn't beat it out.
Full Metal Alchemist has it. Yes, I get that. It has a plot, good characters, a little bit of world building.
A little bit.
Well, yeah.
A little bit?
Do you think it has more than a little bit?
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood definitely has world building. It's not a fictional world. Their world is actually, like, there because, you know, they don't, you have China, clearly, based on the names of some of the characters. They're clearly European. You can't tell me otherwise. Blonde hair and blue eyes. And then you have the Ishvalan, which we've come to determine that there are some type of Indian descent. Like, it's based on real places, but they fictionally name them different names or whatever. So I wouldn't say Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, to me personally, everyone else will maybe think differently, but I think it has world building.
I definitely said it did. I just said a little bit.
No, it has a whole world.
Okay.
To me personally.
I mean, it has a map.
It does have a map. If you notice, it's all.
And
what is it called?
Attack on Titan has Eldia and Marley. And we just found out other places. But they don't even go deep into those other places.
Because they basically destroyed them.
We literally, all we have in basically the same, like in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, we have alchemy, and then we have alchistry, and then we have three nations that are at war with each other.
I just want to know where these black people came from. Why weren't they in season 1, 2, and 3?
Oh, because they were cut off from the rest of the world. They weren't supposed to know that there was other countries, other ethnicities, other religions.
I know that. I was just really shocked to see black people. I'm just like, there's black people. I love you even more.
There was three
black people in there. there was like a whole bunch of them in that.
I saw three. I only saw the black couple that like came up and like shook hands with Tibber or whatever, and then Onye couple.
No, it was a good amount.
I'm talking about like as far as like me, like, you know, screen time.
Yeah, not background.
Yeah, no, not background time, characters. No. That they didn't put no time into.
Just black people in general. I wasn't talking about screen time. I was just saying black
in
people.
General, yeah.
General.
Yeah. I just go based off the
rare screen form. Time,
yeah. But everyone watches anime differently.
Rare breed, rare form. I applaud them regardless.
Well, whether it came right on time because they dropped them right during Black History Month, so you can't be mad at it.
That's facts. They did do that.
They aired all the black people that they were hiding from the Attack on Titan, from Eldia, everything. They dropped them during February Black History Month. Perfect representation.
They definitely did.
And I like that they look amazing. Like, the animation of the black characters in Attack on Titan were flawless. They gave my man Onye Capone the cleanest cut I've ever seen on an anime character.
You know, not to mention that, you know, in certain aspects, I feel like some of the characters may not have been fully melanated, but they had some melanin in them. Like, I feel like Sasha had some melanin in her.
Sasha was white.
Considering that the main characters were all white, like European based. I mean, they had Asians in there. They had black people. So,
look, they did have Asians in there.
You know, and the best thing about it is that we're comparing two shows that actually had two like people of color in their shows, which is great. Because Fullmetal Alchemist had Scar and whoever, like, their people, they were clearly people of color. And then Attack on Titans had black people and Asians.
Only difference
based on European. So
only difference though is a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood had people of color from day one, all throughout.
Well, of course they had people of color from day one. That's why the war started,
right? Versus Attack on Titan, who had them the last season. But it's cool. Well, so I answer my question. Keisaki didn't, can't answer, well, not can't, but she gave her answer. And then Hitsu, you think Attack on Titan is better than Full Metal Brotherhood?
Bro, this shit is GOAT status anime.
It is GOAT status anime, but not GOAT status enough to beat out Full Metal Brotherhood. But I digress. Is there any other anime that anybody wants to talk about?
No.
I really want to know what's going on with some of these animes that we haven't heard from in so long.
Like Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah.
Where are you, season 3?
Yeah, you were talking about that. What's going on with One Punch Man?
Right.
Like, bro, we didn't even get to see.
What about Wise like, Man's Grandchild? Where's season 2?
God damn. Can I finish?
I'm sorry. sorry.
Like, I don't understand why you had what you did to One Punch Man at the end and then not continue. Like, we need to know what the hell happens. Saitama didn't even really do a lot. He didn't get a lot of screen time compared to everyone else. Like, I really feel like that's something that needs to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Wiseman's Grandchild, I feel like that was a good ending.
It didn't end. They were just about to fight the people.
Yes. They did fight the people.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
But there's a lot of anime that's missing in action. They're MIA and I need them to un-MIA. Like Mob Psycho, where are you, season 3?
Bleach. Can you please show the trailer for the episode that's supposed to be coming out this year?
I feel like Bleach is going to pull a Beyonce when she just dropped that album out of nowhere. I feel like Bleach is going to pull that. They're just going to drop episode 1 out of nowhere. No trailer, no promo, no marketing. Pop, boom, there it is.
That's cool with me.
You're going to look on your app and it's going to say Bleach episode 1, new season.
Season 16. I'm ready.
And I'm going to watch it even though I ain't finished because, hey.
You ain't watching shit.
Yes, I am. Watch me watch season 16, episode 1, and not knowing a damn thing is going on. But I'm going to enjoy it.
You're not watching it with me.
Why not?
All my hairs. Who's that? What's that? Who's this? What's that?
I'll make sure not to say those comments.
Your ass better finish the bounce battles.
With the what? Oh, the shit with the bounce.
The bounce. Not the bounce, the fuck.
And see, this is why. Well, y'all know how I feel about Bleach anyway, so. Okay, guys. Oh, I guess that's all we have for today's episode on anime. A couple of things that we want to announce. We have become brand ambassadors for an amazing, dope, Black-owned anime streetwear, which we have posted on our social media. So go check it out. He has hoodies, he has tees, he has crop tops, all types of anime drip for your needs. So definitely go out and support Black businesses.
Yes, people. These aren't cheap quality neither. I'm talking, this is good quality. It'll keep you warm. It'll keep you comfortable. You want to catch the short sleeve for this spring season, sunny days with the fashion. You gotta have an anime drip. Mm-hmm. Gotta have an anime drip.
Mm-hmm. They got the short sleeves, the long sleeves, all of it. And my favorite wear, like clothing that they have is the one featuring Black anime characters. So if you want to support Black businesses and you know, show your support, go check them out.
The same way y'all be putting y'all energy into Hot Topic anime stuff and all the other stuff, you know, put that back into your community too and represent these small anime streetwear businesses that are out here. To be perfectly honest, some of this stuff is more fire than you would ever find in a store.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So go jump on that. Also, stay tuned. We have some collabs coming up with other podcasts, so be on the lookout for that. And we are all talking and thinking about possibly getting a clubhouse. So if you guys are interested in that, hit us in the DMs, hit us on Instagram, hit us on Twitter, hit us on TikTok, and let us know if y'all are into that type of thing.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's going to be late. It's going to be the late night. The late night weebs.
Facts. It's going to be the after show late night. The late night show. Whatever we decide to come up with the name.
Oh, Lord.
You that's what's going to be.
You're about to get us soon.
Nope, not trying to. Not trying to. That's why I like jumbled it up a bit. But whatever we decide the, you know, as a collective, the name is going to be, then we will definitely drop that information to y'all.
Yes, and we promise we're going to remember the name, because the last time we dropped the Instagram name, we were like, three weeps in a what? Three pies?
Facts.
Three.
No, that was Facts. TikTok.
That was yeah, three. It was three. We didn't remember.
What the hell was that shit?
Let me tell you, we've been trying to get our name the same across all platforms, but unfortunately,
yeah, Twitter had a little character cap.
Yeah. So, anyways, now that you know, we are available on Instagram, TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. We're available on TikTok and Twitter, and we love to talk to you guys in whatever format that you guys, you know, prefer. We love having these back and forth conversations. We want to hear what you guys think. And so please follow us on those platforms. And we'll see you then.
Yeah, we're so glad to be back for season 2 of our podcast, and we just want to keep giving you all that content y'all love. And shout out to all of y'all. Y'all are dope. We are almost at 900 followers. We have 884 followers, I think.
We got a shit ton. Well, to me, a shit ton.
Well, yeah, to me, it's a shit ton. Maybe not to, you know, everyone else, but to us, it's a shit ton. So thank you guys for almost getting us to 900 followers. We really appreciate it.
Let's get there. Love it. Love the support. Love everyone. Even Keisaki and her weird self right now.
She's wiping her eyes with her, what them shit's called?
It's called a curtain.
A curtain.
My eyes itch.
Her eyes is
allergy season. What a bitch.
Damn.
All right. Till next time, we love you guys. And thanks for continuing to weave out with me.